Right, we're up to Siman Shin Chavav, Seif Yud Aleph, page 324 on the top. Merchatz, which is a bathhouse. Public bathhouses, as will come in those days. Shesosman Akovam Erev Shabbos. So the way it worked was that, how did the bathhouses, how were they heated? You can go in a freezing cold water. So how were they heated? Ever thought of that? In the pre-central heating days and the days before the water was heated. So the way it worked, very interesting. So the way it worked was that there was a there was fire, very literal fire, next to the bath, and there'd be ventilation holes next to it. So the only way I can picture it is that the holes were obviously on top of the water level. Must have been, obviously. And there were holes, and next to the fire, and that would create a huge amount of heat. I suppose because of the metal, I suppose would absorb the heat and hence heat up the water. So I think that's the way it worked, because there was holes and there was a fire. So that's probably because we're talking about the holes now. It says as follows: Now those holes that we just mentioned now, if those holes were closed off, you could close off those holes. And the truth is, you're meant to close those holes. We'll see soon why. If those holes were closed, if those holes were closed before Shabbos came in, you're allowed to immediately have a straight on Matzah Shabbos, straight after Avdolu, jump and you have your bath. That's perfectly in order, straight away. But if you didn't close off those holes, and they remained open throughout the whole Shabbos, although he didn't actively heat up the water on Shabbos, but he got heated up automatically through those holes, which was the fire holes heating up the water. So, but the holes were open on Shabbos, and it heated up naturally the water on Shabbos nevertheless. On Moitzai Shabbos, you cannot straight away go into the bath and benefit from the hot water. But, Tzorech lehamtin le'erev, b'chdesh yasu, you need to wait on Matzah Shabbos, b'chdesh yasu. Why is that? L'vishosu la'asos kein, because you're not allowed to keep those holes open over Shabbos. G'zeru shem yichate b'kecholim, because of g'zeru shem yichate b'kecholim. Tzorech bo'isai, the way it works in two stages. Stage number one. Ideally, do you think you can keep those holes open, yes or no, over Shabbos? You're not touching the bath. You're not touching the water. Can you keep those holes next to the fire open, yes or no? Why not? The answer is you take a can't, and it is also. And the reason is because of Gzeira Shem Eichat B'Gichon, which we have found in Siman Shin Yud Ches with regards to Melach of Bishul and Reish Nun Gimel. That is a Gzeira, that if you have a fire, you put a pot, a saucepan on the fire, and even if it's fully cooked, you don't have to put it on an open fire. Why is that? We know this from every... Why? Because Gzeira Shem Eichat B'Gicholim, because perhaps you're going to stoke. And therefore Chachomim said, no, don't keep ever anything on top of an open fire, because you're going to end up stoking it over Shabbos. You may want to have the water, you may want to heat it up a bit, to speed up to increase the heat, so you're going to stoke. So never ever have anything on top of open fire. So this doesn't only apply, and we've seen this elsewhere as well, it doesn't only apply with regards to bishul, with regards to cooked foods. It also applies with regards to water and other things as well. In fact, we have seen it with regards to many other items as well. The same halacha also applies with regards to the bath, because if you have a fire, open hold, and there's the water there, so therefore there's a gzera, and it really makes sense. The gzera that perhaps you're going to, if the holes are open, you're perhaps going to end up stoking the fire in order to have a nice kishmak hot bath straight in Matzah Shabbos. So therefore, or on Shabbos even. So therefore, Chomim made a gzera. The gzera of Shem Yichate B'Kecholim, that also applies with regards to an open fire next to a bath. Same gzera, literally very, very, very similar gzera. Chachamim therefore said, never ever have an open fire next to the bath. You must shut the holes. You must close off the holes. What happens if you didn't listen to Chazal? What happens if you kept the holes open? What happens then? Post factum bediavet. What would be the halacha? Can you enjoy the hot water straight to your Motzei Shabbos? No. No, why not? You're right. That's right, because you were oif on a drabonon. Like we find anywhere else that you cannot benefit straight away from an issa drabonon that you did on Motzei. You can't straight away. If you did the melacha on Shabbos, even a drabonon, you cannot benefit from it straight away on Motzei Shabbos. You've got to wait until Bechdei Shiasa here also. If you kept the holes open and you therefore oiver, you broke a drabonon of because you kept the holes open, that's an isra bonon. And therefore you mustn't enjoy the hot water straight away on Shabbos. You have to wait Bechdei Shiasa. That's exactly what Shulchan Aruch means. Let's look at the words again. If you close the holes, you're allowed to have a bath straight away on Motzei Shabbos. But if you didn't close the holes, although you didn't actually physically, actively heat up the water on Shabbos, but it happened not automatically, you must wait. You must wait on Shabbos. How long do you wait to heat up the water? It does take a bit of time. You have to wait that long on Motzei Shabbos. Levisha also asks, can it is also to keep the holes open over Shabbos? Gzeira shemichatim kecholim, because of gzeira, perhaps you're going to stoke the fire. There's no gzeira shemichatim kecholim there. Yeah, there's no gzeira there. Yeah. The gzeira shemichatim kecholim is on a fire, on a very literal fire. Is a physical fire there? Real fire there. Is this correct? There's no real fire there. Pardon?
There is, but it's closed off too much.
It's all closed off too as well. Very good. Yeah, it's closed off. And therefore, you'd be there, the issa wouldn't apply. Good. Is it called a sauna? What is it called? Sauna, okay, that's what we're talking about in Sifu. But you're allowed to go to a sauna on Shabbos? Why? You're right. Sweating, that's right. So Sifu base says as follows. Also, the Kanas Lemechatz, you're not allowed to go into a bathhouse, even to Schwitz, to have to be Mazia. You're not allowed to go to Lemechatz, Afidu Lazia. So to go to a bathhouse, to go to a sauna, as it were, to enjoy the heat, that is also awesome. Some say, also not only that, if you've got a very, very hot bathhouse, very hot, extremely hot, just to go past it, because that's the quickest way to shul, that you also wouldn't be allowed. Although, because it's very hot, and that's where people go for, so you wouldn't be allowed to just hang around there, even if you're just going there to cross, it also wouldn't be allowed to, according to Ramah. The reason is, says the Mishnah, once you've got Lamedei, because of people who were over on the Avera, what did they do? Because there were people that used to wash on Shabbos in water which was heated up before Shabbos, which is also Medabon of Amu Mazin Alachnu. They said, we're only here to Shvetz. We're not really doing anything wrong, which is also. Therefore, also Gamazer, to use to us even a Zeo. So Zeo, so nice, also with Rabbonon, because of some people were transgressing going to be Reuchetz. If the man is Chavela Zeo Mutaledeo, according to former opinion, it's Mutta to just go past, if that's not your intention. Hafule Mamechetz cotton, even if the bath is small, according to first opinion, you're allowed to just walk past. However, the Rama holds that you're not allowed to even walk past. You're even allowed to walk past, even if it's enemies chavin, you're allowed to walk past, because ultimately there's a gzera that perhaps people will think that you've gone there to, because of the over aveiro. It was over aveiro that used to go into a bathhouse, and used to go and have a bath with water which was heated before Shabbos, which is also, we learned already, to have a bath with water is also on Shabbos. And used to have a bath, and when somebody saw them there in the bathhouse, they said, no, I'm not having a bath, I'm just enjoying the heat of you, I'm going to the sauna. And they really were cheating, they were over Avera. And therefore we said, you know what, bathhouse is a dodgy place, don't go there, because they're over Avera. So they said, any bathhouse, even if it's just for sauna, for schwitzing, and not for going to the bath, is awesome at Rabbonon, because of Ovi Avera. And not only that, but even if you're just walking past the Kunut Ramah, he's also awesome as well. See if you'd gimel. Here.
a city. Sheison ven Yehudim dorim bo. You have a city that is both Yidden and Goyim. Both Yidden and Goyim live in that city. Ve'yesh b'merchatz rechetz b'Shabbos. And there's a bathhouse there, which is open on Shabbos. Ra'im roiv enum Yehudim. If there is the majority of the city are Goyim, then mutar lechutz b'motzei Shabbos. Miyad you're allowed to enjoy the bath on Motzei Shabbos immediately. You run from shul and you just have a dip. You jump in straight away into the bath fast. That's fine. Ve'im roiv Yisrael, but if the majority of inhabitants in that particular city are Yisrael, are Yidden, then afilu mechza mechza, even if 50-50, precisely, hosin Motzei Shabbos, then he will be also to have benefit from it on Motzei Shabbos straight away. Ad k'dei shiuch motil hebichdei shiasi. Why is that? If the majority is Yidden, then what? The majority is Yidden. Why not to have benefit straight away on Motzei Shabbos? Why? If the water was heated up on Shabbos, and the majority of the city are Yidden, why can you not go straight away into the bath on Motzei Shabbos? You have to wait b'chdei shiasi. Why is that? Because the water was heated up for Yidden. Even if it's Goyim, the water was heated up for, you have to wait b'chdei shiasi. Mechze, mechze. What does it mean? Because it could be that his intention was equally for the Yid as for the Goy. It was also done for the, as Mishnah Berurah explains elsewhere, that if it's mechze, mechze, that we learned it elsewhere in Shinchof, or Shinchof, hey, that he's going to do it for both. He does it for both. He does it for both. If there's majority are Goyim, so he does it for the Goyim. He doesn't think about Eden. If it's majority are Yidden, then he does it for the Yidden, doesn't think about the Goyim. If it's equal, exactly equal, then he thinks of both. And therefore it's also Melach, which was done for Yidden. Seif, Simen Shin Chav Zayin Dine Sicha B'Shabbos. So what was the word that you said last week? Sicha wasn't Shmering. Emoliate. Okay. Sicha.
Anoint.
Dinei sicha b'Shabbos, anointing on Shabbos. Hachoshesh ben Mosnov, somebody who has got pain on his thigh. Lo yosuch shemen vechoymet. He should not, pardon me, what was it?
Anoint.
He should not anoint shemen vechoymet. He should not take vinegar and oil. How's that? Vinegar and oil together? Good? Really bad? Not for eating, for shmearing. It works for the salad?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're not talking about salads over here, although it might have to do with it. If you're in pain, don't take shemel v'chomitz together and smear that into your skin. You're not allowed to do that. Avol, but soch, you are allowed to smear. Hu shemel levad, if it's oil only, that is permitted. Avol loy b'shemen veret, but if it's oil, rose oil, that's also why. Mishum de Muchamil said it is evident and it's clear. It is certain. Telefuk Ovid, you're doing a medical action, a medical activity. You're taking oil and you're smearing it in the Mosnov, and that is considered a refu, and it's obviously doing a refu, and therefore it's also. But if you're talking about a place where there is plenty of rose oil, did you know that rose, what's rose oil? Shemen Veret? Rose oil? If there is plenty of roses and there's plenty of rose oil, then plenty of people actually use that oil for fun and not for medical purpose, then muta is muta. However, in places that people don't really smear oil unless it's for medical reason, then b'chol shemen also it's going to be categorically also, because obviously doing a refuah. So Rabbi said, we're seeing over here is that it depends what you're doing over here. If it's a place where you're taking oil and you're smearing it, what are you doing it for? If it's for a refuah, it's also. A refuah is also, we're going to see that in Shin Chof Ches in greater detail. Any refuah on Shabbos is also. So if it's a refuah activity you're doing, it's also. Not only that, but if it's something which appears to be a refuah to anybody who looks at you, that's also also. Now if it's evident you're not doing it for a refuah, you're simply doing it because you like the feeling of it. It feels more pleasant, it feels nicer, perhaps for the smell even. That's all permitted. Because you're not doing a refuah, you're not doing a medical activity. And that's why it's mutter. So now it depends. Generally, if it's oil and vinegar, that's considered a refuah. And that's going to be also. If it is oil only, that's generally speaking,
mutter. If it's rose oil, that's generally refuah, and therefore also. If it is, but if you are talking about a place where everybody uses rose oil, just for the fun of it, it's going to be that particular place, it's going to be mutter. Nowadays, however, we don't really use oil so much for fun. We only use it for refuah, and therefore, says the Ramah, it's always going to be categorically also. Yeah. Shmir, that's right. So we're talking about in an oifen that there is no issa of shmir in its own right. The Mishnah Berurah explains. Where is it? Maybe it's not the. No, it's not the Mishnah Berurah. It must be others that I saw. Yeah, it's the Reb Shlomo Zalman. Excuse me. Shmir Shabbos explains that the reason why it's the issa that you're referring to doesn't apply is because it's something which is it's not absorbing. It's a kind of oil which you're just putting on. It doesn't have any absorbing qualities, and therefore it's just something which is you're just putting it on top. You're putting it in top. That's it. I'll tell you the Lashon of Shlomo Zalman. Look in number five. Yisem Amarach, that's like Rashaz Oyebach, she'en she'ach b'zeh, kiven she'en yisem Amarach, like she'dover mo'ichin bo'y nisha golem b'chutz l'guf. Excuse me, the other way around. Shlomo Zalman says, famously, Shlomo Zalman holds, that Amarach is only if you're actually going to be absorbing it into the body. No, if it stays, excuse me. Shlomo Zalman holds, that Issa Memarech only applies if it is something which is remains outside. If you are absorbing something completely into the body, there's a Masham like this as well, I believe, that if it's going to completely be absorbed in the body, then Issa Memarech doesn't apply. Memarech is only if something remains outside. If something is going to be completely absorbed within the body, the Issa doesn't apply. And this is what we're talking about over here. Memarech doesn't apply because it's something which is called fully absorbed. I must say, there's a bit of machlokes about this, but this would be a strong proof of Reb Shlomo Zalman. Okay. We'll continue to see based tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. So tonight we learned we spoke about the Mechatz, the bathhouse, and we discussed the holes, the ventilation holes. And we said that if they are to remain closed over Shabbos, because of Gzeirah Shemichat B'Cholim, if they were opened, then on Motzei Shabbos you're allowed to benefit straight away from the hot water. You've got to wait until B'chdei She'aseh. We learned also that to go into a bathhouse is also, and the Ramah even says just to walk past the bathhouse is also as well. See if Gimel teaches us, there's a distinction as to whether the city is majority Yid or majority Goyim, in terms of if the bathhouse was heated. If you want to go in on Matzah Shabbos, you have to watch out. If the majority of the city are Yid, then you can't go on Matzah Shabbos straight away, you have to wait B'chdei She'aseh. If it's Mechtzah Mechtzah, it's also B'chdei She'aseh. Then we went on to Simon Shit Chav Zayin, which taught us about Sikha on Shabbos anointing. Somebody who wants to use oil. Oil is also oil with vinegar. Oil with vinegar is also oil alone is mutter. Rose oil is also, and it depends really on the circumstance, the place. If it's nowadays that we don't really use oil beyond medical purpose, it's going to be also categorically also. Fine. This is for tonight, and we'll continue for space tomorrow.